In last week's gospel, we were given this command by Jesus to pray unceasingly without growing weary. And I've been spending the entire last week thinking about it, and I'm exhausted from all this prayer, but I came with an answer. I know how to do this. I figured it out. Guess what? It's absolutely impossible. It cannot be done. And that's the secret. You see, when you search up other videos on YouTube about praying unceasingly or praying always, they're lying to you. They're just giving you hacks and tips and tricks and this. But Jesus doesn't ask us to pray an hour a day. He's not saying to pray five times a day. He's not saying to kind of have a prayerful attitude or consecrate your day prayerfully to Him, which is what all those people are saying. So they're completely avoiding the very thing that Jesus asked. That is not what He is asking us at all. He is telling us to pray always and unceasingly without growing weary. That is absolutely impossible. And that is exactly the point, and Jesus knows it. Jesus knows that He's asking something impossible. He's wanting to divide us into three groups: the arrogant, the lukewarm, and the humble. You know what the arrogant do is, they make videos like that saying, well, let me give you this hack and I can do this. Let me show you, I promise you. Here's this hack where you can pray like most of the time, which is not what Jesus asks of us. He tells us to pray always. I used to be like that. I remember a moment where I thought, I can pray like Padre Pio. I can totally do it. And I would literally try to pray 10 to 12 rosaries a day. First of all, I found out that Padre Pio would pray about 25 rosaries a day, so that whatever I was praying was really nothing. And then I realized that I wasn't really praying those 10 rosaries. It was my own effort, and I was just mouthing the words. So you could say that I was praying, but I was half the time distracted. And then there's the lukewarm, who hear the words of Jesus and they recognize that it's impossible. And they say, that's not possible. Forget it. I'm going home. Who cares? I'm just going to go back to my daily life. And that's where many people fall. And Jesus is wanting to filter those people out. Then come the humble, where we say, it's impossible. This cannot be done. And then Jesus is waiting to see what we do next. And His challenge becomes the prayer. When you hear the impossible thing that Jesus asked, it forces you to get on your knees and ask for the thing that He's challenging us with. So in this case, He's telling us to pray unceasingly, to pray always without growing weary. And this will put you on your knees so that you will say, Lord, that is not possible. But give me the grace. Give me the grace to pray always without growing weary, because I cannot do that and I will not be able to do that until You give me that grace. So for us to be able to pray always without growing weary, Jesus has to make the choice. He has to be the one who initiates it, who gives us the grace. And the only thing we can do is ask and wait. And He might say no. He may not want to give it to you ever. It's His choice. He's God. He's way more free than we are. But you will see that this is true, because at the very end of the reading, He talks about, will not God answer speedily His chosen ones when they call out to Him day and night? So there, it's showing you that I'm right, that God must make the choice to give us that grace to pray unceasingly. And then we will become His chosen ones when He feels like it, not when we find a hack or a tip or a trick, or we're praying five times a day, which is not what He asks. He says, pray always. So my friends, do not be deceived by these other videos. Take Jesus seriously. Take Him at His word. Let His words crush you. Let His words overpower you and show you that you cannot meet the demands of the gospel unless you ask Jesus for that grace. I still haven't received it, but I have hope that one day He will give it to me, and hopefully to you too. My friends, God bless you. I will see you in the next one.